Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, 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 welcome to all of you who are here today for this episode of Alive to Love. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and I have decided that I'm alive for love, I'm alive to love, and I have decided that all lesser values than love will lead me down dark rabbit holes of conspiracies and unforgiveness and other foolishness that is not worth spending my life on. Love alone is credible, Hans Urs von Balthasar said once, and I agree with that Catholic theologian. He's right. Love is the credible value of the human race. Learning to love, living to love, rising to love, and if we fall, coming back to love. So I'm here every Saturday and Sunday on this broadcast, and it's a pleasure to bring this to you. I'm unpacking these values, I'm unpacking the truths, and I'm exploring with you, and I hope you're joining me in that exploration of what the work and the power of love is all about. Today I want to talk to you about searching for love through the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, the Lord's Prayer. We'll get to that. A few weeks ago, or actually a month ago now, I decided that we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer here on this broadcast every time we meet, and it occurred to me I should probably give a go at finding love in the middle of the Lord's Prayer. We're going to do that in just a few minutes. Before we get there, I want to lead you in Love's Creed. This was originally a New Year's Eve resolution for me for the new year about a decade or so ago. And when I wrote it, I didn't even have a clue that one day this would be a creed that I would share like I am here. But here we are. So we'll do Love's Creed, then we'll pray the Lord's Prayer, and then after that, I'm going to unpack where love can be found in the Lord's Prayer. So before we get there, let's go straight to Love's Creed. I want to invite you to just listen to it one time through. Then I'll come back and I'll give it to you in short bursts, and I'll ask you to repeat after me, Love's Creed. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it. Now, let's go back. I'll give it to you in short bursts. I'll ask you to repeat after me each phrase like a bride and groom at a marriage altar. I'll ask you to say these vows, not to someone else, but for your own ears. I believe the things we say for our own hearing can become foundations of truth by which we can live our life. So here's Love's Creed in short bursts. I'm going to ask you now, repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Well, there you have it, Love's Creed. If you'd like a copy of that, write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. It'd be my pleasure and delight to send you a copy. And if you have questions about my broadcast, questions that you want me to ponder, maybe you've got a theme that you want me to talk about as it relates to love, because I'm not going to talk about anything else but love, because we're alive to love here on this broadcast. And so if it has anything to do with love, relationally, in life, with marriage, with your children, with your parents, wherever it may be, wherever love may leave you with questions. What do I do about you fill in the blank? It'd be my pleasure to entertain your questions. In fact, maybe that ought to be a whole series for a month of these broadcasts. All right, speaking of a theme, we're going to do the Lord's Prayer in just a moment. And then I want to explore with you the core value of love in the Lord's Prayer. I just see that there's so much about love that can be unpacked from the Lord's Prayer. But before we get there, let me lead you in the Lord's Prayer. Now, two things. I recognize that there are probably a lot of people listening to me. You don't know the Lord's Prayer. It's something you didn't really grow up with. It wasn't taught to you. And I want you to hear it from me. I do not blame you for not having had that religious education. That's fine. You're in the majority of the population. You're not weird. You didn't land here from an alien spaceship because you don't know the Lord's Prayer. You're normal. So all you normal folk who don't know the Lord's Prayer, you're okay with me. Let me lead you, and then you can just listen in. Now, with time, you might want to learn it. That's fine. But knowing the Lord's Prayer and being able to recite it by heart has nothing to do with you going to heaven or going to hell. It's got everything to do with a guide for coming to know yourself and to know the divine who is looking down with love at your life. So that's a little short burst on the Lord's Prayer. But before I get too carried away here, I got to pull myself by the neck over back to the order of service here, and I want to lead you in the Lord's Prayer. I pray with my eyes open. I love doing that because it keeps me head up and my heart alive, and I invite you to give it a try. Now, if you know the Lord's Prayer, join me. If you don't, listen in. I'll carry you along. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That prayer, most prayed prayer in human history, prayed by millions of people for the past two millennia. If you put your thoughts to that, it should be an amazing factoid, right? This is a prayer that isn't original to me. It's not original to my mama, my daddy, my grandparents. It's not original to our great-grandparents. This is original from the words, from the mouth, from the breath of Jesus Christ, who answered his disciples' question when they said, "Teach us to pray. Teach us how to pray." I think what, in essence, they were saying, Jesus, we see you praying, and it seems like you get answers to prayer left and right. We get nothing because we don't know nothing, and that's bad grammar, I know. But we're interested. Teach us, oh great teacher, how to pray. And then he said, all right, then pray after this manner. Now, he did warn, don't pray it in vain repetition. And I've always said, doesn't mean you don't repeat it. It means you don't say it with an empty head. You pray it with your head full of the words you're speaking. You don't just recite something with an empty repetition. You recite it, yes, but you recite it with your mind in gear, with full attentiveness to it. So for me, what that means is I put pen and paper or a keyboard to my computer to unpack thoughts. I do that a lot. And here's something I've written about the Lord's Prayer. Now listen carefully. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, I believe, is reaching into heaven to an outrageously good, love-drenched, divine entrepreneur. I believe it's a plea for the beauty that is God to come, for light to replace darkness, for peace to replace violence, for wholeness to replace brokenness, for healing to replace pain. If we believe in this prayer that Jesus invites us to pray, we believe in ultimate faith, hope, and especially love. As such, we can set our daily priorities then to match this ultimate faith, hope, and love. Thy kingdom come is a reach into heaven today to happen through me. So thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, what is the will of God? And I know that's like the, oh my gosh, if there's one question I've heard 10,000 times in my 50 years as a pastor, it is, Pastor, what's the will of God? What is God's will for me? And I'm not saying that in an ugly way. I know it's the cry of my heart, especially younger. I remember one time locking myself in a room saying, I'm not coming out of this room until I know what God's will is about this decision I need to make. And I was in that room a long time and finally gave up because I didn't know. I came out of there with a, I almost said empty head, but it was more empty hands about what I was trying to come back with. The purpose of God, as it's found in the Lord's Prayer, is that his ruling environment, that the richness of his own entrepreneurial view and vision of the world would come to earth. So to that end, we say, your domain, your influence come, your purpose, your will, your desire be done. Well, so let me just kind of fill in some of that blank for you. Who is God? Well, God is love. 1 John in the little epistle in the New Testament says, God is love. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen God, you've seen the Father. And Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, but that as I will give my life for all my friends. And that's you, that's me, that's all humanity. So love is God. God is love. You dwell in love, you dwell in God. You dwell in God, you dwell in love. So when I pray the Lord's Prayer, I'm not praying for some mysterious version of God to come. If I put my mind and heart and soul to it, and I know that God is love, I'm saying, let love come. Let love be done. Let love happen in me, to me, through me. I think that's the essence of the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's reaching into heaven to an outrageously good, love-soaked, love-drenched, divine entrepreneur. Now, I love changing descriptions to get our mind, get some axle grease into our squeaky brain so that the wheels of our thoughts can turn. I like to say things differently. That's why I say we're reaching into the love-drenched divine entrepreneur. God is an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is a creative business person, a creative artist, somebody who busts out of all the little boxes of how you do this and how you don't do that. But an entrepreneur says, wait a minute, what if we've never done it any other way? The Wright brothers, for instance, they were watching all these other doofuses trying to fly, you know, had these weird wings, and they were flapping those wings and falling off of edges of cliffs and banging their head against the ground. And Wright brothers said, whoa, wait a minute, doesn't look like a good plan. So they developed a powerful way with a little engine to pull something with some rickety, frail wings along so that it could get fast enough so that airflow could pull those wings up, you know, and that there would be the dynamic of airflow across those wings. And they flew in Kitty Hawk, a little beach. And the beach, why did they do the beach? Because it would be a soft landing if and when. And, of course, they did crash a few things, but they got up in the air. It's phenomenal. Why do I bring that up? Well, because those guys were inventors, yes, but they were entrepreneurs. They had a bicycle business. They had a couple other things going in their life where they could put these parts together. And they, through entrepreneurial spirit, developed the idea of flight. And now we're sticking 200-400 people in a metal tube and shooting them across the sky at 400-500 miles per hour, and we think nothing of it. It's just, that's phenomenal. But an entrepreneur started that whole process. Now, here's what I'm telling you. God is a divine entrepreneur. God splashed the universe into the inky black nothing. Now that we see through James Webb telescope and through the Hubble telescope, we can see the vast expanse of the galaxies by the billions and the trillions. And we're looking out there going, whoa, dude, look at that. Well, I'm telling you, folks, this is nothing less than an artist version of reality. This is God, and he's an entrepreneur. God's entrepreneurial, colorful artistry is in the skies for us to behold. So to that end, God is love. That, for me, sets in motion that love must be so much more expansive than what I've ever dreamed it was. So why wouldn't I want thy kingdom, thy loving domain come, thy loving entrepreneurship be done on earth? May love crash into the hate of earth and explode hate and eviscerate it, vaporize it, and leave us with what heaven is made of, love. See, that prayer that Jesus taught us to pray is a cry for the beauty that is the God of love to come, for all his light, all of God's light, to replace all of the darkness we folks have created for ourselves and wallow around in and fight each other for solutions. The Lord's Prayer is a cry for love. Love come. Love be done. Light replace the darkness. Peace replace the violence. We can sign peace treaties all we want to, but if violence is still in our thinking, in our meditations, all those peace treaties won't mean anything. They won't be worth the ink on the paper. We're praying the most prayed prayer in history, in the Lord's Prayer, and we're praying for love to crash into our violent thinking and make our thoughts, our meditations, our hearts the beauty of love. It's asking, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we're asking for wholeness to replace the brokenness, the wholeness of love to replace the brokenness of our fears. The opposite of love isn't hate. The opposite of love is fear. Excuse me, the opposite of, yes, I said that right. I'm sorry, I got my tongue in front of my eye tooth. I couldn't see what I just said. The opposite of love isn't hate. The opposite of love is fear. And then we hate what we fear. So if love eviscerates, vaporizes fear, well then hate goes away. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, your will of love be done. Eviscerate my fears for healing to replace pain, so that in my cry that I would forgive as I am forgiving, and forgiving as you are forgiving me. Well, what I'm saying is love is healing me of all my bitterness. Love is healing me of my need for retribution. Love's healing me from the need of another pound of flesh, another drip of blood from my enemies, that I would pray for their their reconciliation to God, their reconciliation to the love of God, so that I'm loving my enemies as I'm praying. So that in my prayer, I'm saying, my enemies need love. And I, by the way, need love too. Now, I know you can say, well, Randy, you're living in a fantasy world. No, I'm not. Randy's living in the hard work, the heavy lifting, the pilgrimage of love. This is a marathon of understanding. This is not some easy skip along with all the dandelions going away and the tulips growing up in their place. No. Love is hard. But it's hard so that when we get to the basic rudimentary values of who we are, we're changing. Little by little, we're changing. This is the Lord's Prayer. It's a call for this divine entrepreneur to shout love into the caves of our darkness, to shout love into the storms of our mind, to shout love into the retributive, the venge-filled thoughts that we carry around with us. This God, this entrepreneur, knows how to create love where there is no love, but it will require our energy, our desire. As such, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we're also in a call to our own minds to reset our priorities, to reset our priorities for forgiveness. Oh, I almost forgot daily bread. Do you understand, right, that daily bread means a parent feeds a child as a sense of deep responsibility. I'm looking at God not as some distant deity, but as an entrepreneurial parent who says, we gotta get this boy some food. Food for his mind, food for his soul, and yes, food for his belly. This entrepreneurial parent is never going to neglect you, baby girl, you, baby boy. We are the object of his desire to feed our entire being. That's what the God of love is about. So when I hear myself pray this most prayed prayer in history, I'm getting involved with the machinations, the beautiful holy machinery of God's inventiveness. And so to that end, I'm resetting my priorities away from getting my way and toward God having a divine entrepreneurial way to solve my problems. I want to ask you, in all of your fears, have you solved your problems? I doubt it. But what if the love of God picked you up and carried you like a shepherd would grab a lamb and tenderly carry them towards safety? What if we would allow love to replace our abandonment? That's the Lord's Prayer. Well, let me pray the Lord's Prayer one more time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we do a couple of things as I close every No BS Bishop Alive to Love that I hope will help settle you and give you a sense of real purpose. Just simply put, some purpose in life. And hey, how about breathing? There's a purpose for you. If you don't know anything else to do, slow down and breathe. On the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can. Hold it down in your belly up against the diaphragm below your lungs. And hold that breath and then exhale gently out. One, two, three. Inhale. hold it, and exhale. That simple breath exercise, that simple human instinct of breathing, can be harnessed to slow our life down, slow our mind down, slow our fears down to nothing, and inhale some much-needed love. Another thing I do here every time we gather is I challenge you to say the three most charmed and holy words, magical words, in the human language. And those three words are, I love you. Look someone right in the eyes. Say it. It's startling. Most people will look at you like, what are you going to do now? What do you expect from me? Well, no, I'm not expecting anything in return, because I'm giving you who God is, even in my breath and what my words are. Whoever you are, wherever you are, I want you to hear Randy Dean say to you, I love you. I'm inviting you to learn how to say this to your family, your neighbors, to strangers. Yes, I know they will look at you like you are scary. They will look at you like, what has gone wrong? Unfortunately, that is the condition that we humans are at right now. Speaking love is not our normal way of living. But I'm here, one voice, asking you to join me in a revolution. And that revolution is love. Say it to somebody. It'll change your life, and maybe, just maybe, it'll hand them a miracle, a heartful of a miracle. The biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we still have time. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. I don't know who the author of that is, but they're genius, because they agree with me. The biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we still have time. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Mother Teresa said it this way. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Whew, that's a mouthful. That's beautiful. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Now go out there, ladies and gentlemen, and do something beautiful. Ugly has been done to death. The violence of our world is ugly. The hatred and the prejudice and the bias of our time is ugly. Let's arise. Let's shine. Let's be the people of beauty. Go out and do something beautiful. Let's put the end to ugly right now, right today, wherever you are. Put an end to ugly and be beautiful with the power of love. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. You have brought me so much encouragement by showing up to be here with me for this half an hour of your life and time. I respect that. I honor that. And remember, I love you. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.